Welcome to the Devoted Dreamers podcast. This is the show for you if you are ready to get out of your own way and get moving on your God-shaped dream. I'm your host and dream coach, Merit Ansah, and I'm here to help you get out of your head and into your heart so you can embrace your faith in Jesus and turn that fire into fuel for the dream he's given you. But let's be honest, you have already spent way too much time watching what everyone else is doing, comparing your beginning to their middle, and sabotaging your progress before you've hardly begun. If you are ready to quit worrying about what everybody else is thinking and moving forward with purposeful action, you are in the right place. So subscribe to the show, then meet me back here each week for some transformational tools to get you on your way. Hey, Dreamer, you are listening to episode 252. Welcome to our little place on the internet where we are building a community of dreamers who love Jesus and believe that we've been gifted with precious tools, life experiences, and of course, freedom in Christ and the gift of God's grace to follow the dreams he has put on our hearts. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. We are so glad you're here. Or if you've been hanging out for a while, either way, I'm honored that you'd spend your precious minutes with me today considering what it looks like to actively pursue a God-shaped dream. I'm Merit Ansah. I'm your host and dream coach, and I am an authority of what it looks like to chase after a God-shaped dream. Come run with me. My guest today is a parenting coach whose dream involves equipping and encouraging families to grow closer to Christ through play. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about something really fun and free happening this month. Yes, September 2022, if you're listening in real time, I'm offering free workshops once a week, all month long on Wednesdays, where we're going to gather on Zoom and connect over different topics related to our God-shaped dreams. The first workshop, Pitch Your Dream, we did 2 weeks ago. We practiced how to talk about your dream with others, getting those garbled ideas out of your head and into the world for some feedback and refining. And then last week, the Niche Your Dream workshop, we worked through how you define and narrow down who your dream serves, the problem it solves, and the manner in which you help to solve it. This is such a hot topic right now, and I think all of us who were there got a ton out of the back and forth. One participant called it energizing, affirming, and encouraging. Another one said, I thought I had this niche thing kind of worked out, but ended up feeling like I had more work to do. I think that's a good thing, though. Thinking through these things is always the first step toward action or motivation for me. So those ladies are working on their niche statements, and it was really fun to have those conversations. The next two workshops are all about, number one, flushing your fear on the 21st, which is actually today, if you're hearing this on the day it comes out. We're meeting at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then next week, the final workshop on the 28th, I'm going to be walking you through soul care for your dream. We're going to do a soul care practice called Emmanuel Journaling that is so impactful when it comes to helping you find rest for your soul and to hear from God in a gentle and affirming way. I hope you'll join us for one of these last workshops. They have been and are a beautiful time of connection with other Christian women who are doing the kinds of things you're doing, pursuing hard, new, out of your comfort zone kinds of dreams. And when we get to be all together in one space, we learn from each other and each other's experiences. So if you felt like you're pursuing your dream all alone and it's holding you back and it's keeping you stuck and you're suffering from procrastination, and you want a safe space with other like-minded women to wrestle with some of these most challenging aspects of pursuing a dream, these workshops are for you. Head on over to meritansah.com/September workshops to register so you'll get all the reminders and the links to join the Zoom calls each week. Now, for today's interview, my guest is Joy Wendling, a parenting coach whose dream involves equipping and encouraging families to grow closer to Christ through play. A good chunk of this conversation, yes, has to do with finding playfulness in your parenting. But even if you're not a parent or you no longer have kids living at home with you, I encourage you to listen as Joy talks about the different aspects of her dream and then consider how you might implement more playfulness in the pursuit of yours. For example, just two things that come to mind for me. Number one, allowing yourself a little dance party in the middle of the day, or on a particularly stressful day, pausing and asking God, what could playfulness look like for me at this moment? In this episode, we also discuss a definition of play, how Jesus played and how that informs playfulness for us, how we are meant to enjoy the abundant life, and nurturing an awareness of God's presence with you in your dream. You know, I've actually never considered myself a naturally playful person, but Joy's encouragement has been on repeat in my mind and heart since we've talked, and it's helped me to seek out the possibility for playfulness in my own life and in my dream. I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks for hanging out. Now join me in my conversation with Joy Wendling. Today, I am welcoming Joy Wendling to the podcast. Hi, Joy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to see you and to get to have this conversation. And I feel like play is something I need more of in my life. And so all the more joy for getting to get to speak to you, Joy.
Yes. I think we all need more play in our lives.
We really do. Especially just, you know, that like, how are things going for you? Busy? Busy. It's like, no, I would love to say playful.
Yes. Yes.
Well, tell us about your God-shaped dream. We want to know more about what God has planted in you about play.
My dream, and I didn't even realize it that it was a God-shaped dream until I started preparing for this interview. So thank you for helping me to like put it into that context. But it really is to see people encountering God through play. And having a more full understanding of what play is and what it can look like in their lives. And I especially love to see families doing that together, encountering God through play together, and just growing closer to Christ through these playful moments and playful conversations.
Okay, so that's my next question. What is play and how do we incorporate it?
So play is anything that we enjoy and do just for the sake of enjoying it and being with God in that moment. And so for me, I love to think about Jesus performing miracles. And that to me is kind of like what really represents play. Because he didn't do miracles because he had to. He did them because he wanted to. And it brought joy to him. Like, I don't know if you've seen the show The Chosen. I've only seen a few episodes, but there's this one scene where Jesus is, you know, filling the nets of the fishermen with fish. And he is just standing on the beach looking at his soon-to-be disciples as they're like, you know, trying to pull in all these fish. And Jesus is just standing there laughing. And just like this, not like this mean laugh, but this joyful, like, this abundant life is just spilling out of him at that moment. And it is just because he wanted to. He didn't have to, but it was just his choice to bless people. And so that's what I think the miracles did. And so that to me is kind of like any opportunity that we can just enjoy the abundant life that Christ died for is play. And so whether it's drinking a cup of tea while it's still hot, or, you know, going for a run or a hike, maybe it's even reading a really good book or learning something new, like play can look so different for each of us. And that's because we're all created differently. And so I think that is part of what I love to do is help people to see that they are created to play. They are naturally playful and they just need to discover what their play looks like.
Yes, we do. Oh my gosh. I kind of want to just ask people to hit pause for a minute and ask God, what is play for me? What could that be? And as we kind of continue the conversation, I want to ask for you, Joy, like how would you define what play is for you?
So I love the hot tea.
That was the first thing you said.
Yes. And sometimes I have 5 kids, and so I don't always get to drink my tea hot. And so sometimes when I just need a break or I need to refresh, I will make a cup of tea and I will sit on the floor behind the counter so my kids can't see me. And I will just invite God into that moment and just sit there and enjoy the tea with the full fat creamer and some sugar and just enjoy it in all its warmth and richness and comfort and just take that moment as play. But I also love being creative and crafting and, you know, my podcast is play and I love to write and speak and all of those types of things feel very playful for me and they refresh me and help me feel connected to God.
Yeah, I'm recording. We are recording this like the week that my kids go back to school. I'm like, I could really use that, like hiding behind the counter, sitting with a warm cup of tea and just inviting God into a moment because it's right now it feels a little bit chaos. So
yes,
thank you for that.
Yes, I like to talk about what I call micro play, which is play that just takes 30 seconds to 5 minutes and it doesn't require a lot, but intentionality. And so it could be a short little dance party. It could be that, you know, that cup of tea. It could be doing, you know, some stretching or running up and down the stairs, whatever is enjoyable for you, doing a little sketch or, you know, reading one blog post. But that to me is micro play. And that helps us to be able to build it into our busy, hectic, crazy lives.
Totally. Thank you for making it doable.
I think that's so important. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if I think it has to be like a 30 minute or an hour or a, you know, like, yeah, I need something a little bit more doable on some days. So that's really helpful.
Yes. And micro play we can do with our kids too.
And okay. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So our kids crave time with us and we don't always have that time, you know, whether we're making dinner or we're cleaning or folding laundry or running out the door to a meeting or whatever, we don't always have time. And so if we can pause and find what is 30 seconds to 3 minutes, you know, that's going to fill my kids' love bucket, their attention, their need to play with me. And if I can give them that opportunity, that can just speak volumes to them. I think of Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, you know, God rejoices over us with dancing. And so if we can just take a minute and say, oh, I really got to go to a meeting, but let's have a really quick dance party and put on a song and dance it out for a minute, they are going to feel so seen and valued and delighted in. And then we can walk away knowing that we have loved them well and played with them well.
You know, this is my favorite verse. So I'm a huge fan now. I mean, I was before, but now that you've said my favorite verse, I'm like, yes, Joy, I'm totally on board with this. And I love that you gave us just that simple like picture of here's what it could look like. If you just had 3 minutes and you probably have your kid's favorite song on your phone, Spotify, whatever. Like my kids are always like, play this when we get in the car. So that really is not that hard.
No.
And it would probably be good and joyful and playful for our own soul as well. So.
Absolutely. I have a song that when I feel like I'm hitting my limit, I use play to bring me back down and back into this moment of remembering that I like my kids and I enjoy spending time with them. And I might not have felt that way in the moment, but when I can play with them, it reminds me of that and allows me to get back into that feeling that I think is so important for our kids to experience from us.
Yeah. Will you tell us what your song is?
It's an old country song, and I don't normally listen to country, but it's Travis Tritt, It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
Oh, sweet. I was like, I probably need something like Shake It Off.
And we
which would work too.
Yes, absolutely. My kids love the howling. There's this part where you like awoo in the song. Oh, and so awesome. They love that part. And it just reminds me, it is a great day to be alive. It is a great day to love the Lord and to serve him through parenting mm-hmm. my children to the best mm-hmm. of my abilities.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, now I want you to get into a little bit of, like, you've mentioned your podcast. Like, what does your dream encompass so that we all know, like, how we can get connected to the work that you're doing?
God keeps changing my dream, so, or how it keeps, it's evolving, it's changing, and I love it. So right now, I am a parent coach, and I love to work with families. We talk all about playful parenting, discipleship, discipline, playful discipline with our kids. I also am a speaker and speak to both parents, like MOPS groups, and as well as just women's groups about play and discipling our kids using play. And God has just introduced some writing into my life. And so I'm super excited about this adventure. And I'll be writing a playful family Bible study that we can do with our kids to grow closer to Christ through play.
I love it. That is so awesome. And tell us about your podcast too. Like, what yes. are you doing there?
Yes. So I have a podcast called Playfully Faithful Parenting. And on Mondays, I offer practical tips, resources, interviews on discipline and discipleship, all through a playful lens. And then on Thursdays, I do a devotion and we just look at scripture through a parenting lens and see how can we model God in our parenting better.
Mm, that's so beautiful. I love that. And so you said that this dream, like the way that it is presenting itself in your life, keeps changing. Could you talk a little bit about some of the challenges you've encountered along the way, even though your dream involves play? Like, what have been roadblocks or things that you've been like, oh, this was unexpected. What do I do now?
So I really fell in love with play when my oldest daughter was about 2 and I had a Christian daycare in my home. I had just left full-time ministry to be able to be home with my daughter, and we invited some kids from town to do that with us. And so I learned all about the benefits of play for kids and developmentally and for learning and just growing their bodies. And it reminded me so much of Luke 2:52, where it says, and that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And so play helps all 4 of those areas of development: the wisdom, our bodies, with God and with others, the social emotional part. And so I was just like, oh, play is awesome, and started to learn more about that. And then I opened a preschool for a church. And so God kept growing that and changing it. And then I got pregnant with twins. And so God kind of
wow,
turned it a little bit. And I ended up, when I was pregnant with my 4th, coming home as a stay-at-home mom. But I was like, God, I just finished this master's from Fuller. And I don't want to, you know, be a poor steward of this education that you've just given me. What would you like me to do? And he said, your ministry's online. And so I started a blog and wanted to just equip moms to use play and to disciple their kids. And then God just keeps turning it. And then God said, okay, you don't read a whole lot of blogs because you're so busy, but you listen to podcasts. Now I'm ready for you to start a podcast. And so I moved over there, and which, you know, challenges of having, now I have 5 kids and, mm-hmm. you know, and then we had the pandemic where they were all at home and I had a newborn and my oldest was being homeschooled that year. And, you know, it was just crazy. So I'm like, God, what does this look like? How do I balance it? How do I help other moms to feel like they're being good moms and enjoy motherhood? How do I balance that with being a good mom and being there for my kids, but also being available to these moms that God has called me to serve? And so that is something that I'm constantly wrestling with. And how do I explain to my kids, I love you and I'm here for you and you are so important, but God is also calling me to serve other families so those mamas can love their kids well as also. So that to me, I think has been the biggest struggle is balancing, you know, feeling like a hypocrite at times because I'm like, oh, I tell these moms to spend time with their kids and I'm in my office recording a podcast. But I really try to make use of nap times and my husband takes all the kids to Costco once a week. And that's almost an hour away. So I get a good 3-hour chunk there. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome husband to do that. But it's a lot of a mental thing for me of, you know, oh, you're such a hypocrite at times and that imposter syndrome of I have no right to tell these other moms. And oh, today I messed it up again with my kids, or, you know, I was so impatient. How do I get to tell moms to be patient with their kids? And so just pushing through that and trusting that God's faithfulness is bigger than my brokenness.
Totally. I think a lot of people will relate to what you just said about kind of questioning, like, who am I to do this if I've already failed today?
Yes. <You know?
laughs> But we're not perfect. And yeah, I'd love to hear how he has affirmed for you, whether that's through just prayer or scripture, like that, yes, I have said that you also get to do this thing instead of, or in addition to motherhood.
For me, it's every time I hear a mom saying, I felt so affirmed by that, or I was so encouraged. I had a mom recently tell me, I never thought I was playful until I listened to this particular episode of your podcast. And now I see I am a playful mom. And that to me is just like God saying, you are being faithful to my message. And just keep going.
Hmm. That really strikes a chord for me because I feel like we sometimes diminish what we're like the things that come natural to us. We think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But to hear somebody else say, either I've never thought of it that way, or you just freed me up from this like bondage in my mind that I was not playful, this lie, this narrative, this something that the enemy has been telling me maybe my whole life. And to have freedom from that, that's a huge ministry. Whatever you're doing, whether it's play or something else for anybody who might be listening, to have freedom from lies that you might be believing is huge.
Absolutely.
And I love that he's called you to that.
Thank
for moms.
You.
Yeah.
Yes. And also just, I feel like sometimes when I like turn off the mic from recording a podcast episode, like I just feel this like Holy Spirit high five and just like, yes, well done, good and faithful daughter. You know, I could just, and the more I lean into growing and sharing the message and fine tuning it, the more clearly I feel that, you know, when I turn off the mic, like, I'm just like, ah, yes, we did it, Holy Spirit. Like, we did that. And so just seeing him show up more also is such a reminder to me that I'm on the right path.
I'm going to do something I haven't done maybe ever before. here on the podcast, I'm going to sneak in a little sidebar to this interview. That's not the thing I've never done. The thing I've never done. This is something that Joy didn't ask me to share. In fact, she didn't even mention this when we talked. I had to discover it on my own. I was looking at her Instagram. She's at Created to Play. Right before I prepared to record this intro, I saw a post from her from a few weeks back about the Bible study she's launching next year. We didn't even talk about this very much on the episode, but I'm so intrigued by this. Her Bible study is called the Family Communion Experience, and it's intended to help parents talk to their kids about faith in an exciting and relevant way, and to help families better understand the gift of communion and how it connects us to Christ and His church. And I don't know about you, but if you're a parent, like I'm a parent, I feel like I'm entering into this new stage of parenting, especially with my eldest, who's 7. And in the last year, she's been paying more attention to what's happening at church with communion specifically. She's seen a lot of her older friends taking the bread and the juice, and she hasn't really asked questions, but I'm watching her be curious, and I've wrestled with how to help make sense of this sacrament that is so deeply moving and important to me, and yet my child, who hasn't yet received Christ, doesn't really get it. So when Joy mentioned her Bible study and how she'd recently signed with a publisher, I was all in, and then slightly crushed when I realized her book's not even going to be available until next year. All that to say, circling back to what I saw in Joy's Instagram, she made a request to give prayerful consideration for becoming a financial partner with the Family Communion Experience. In case you didn't know, people don't write books or Bible studies to get rich. In fact, it can be costly to get your written words published. So I thought I'd share a little plug for Joy and for the Family Communion Experience. If you're like me and you'd love to see this book in your hands, you can partner with Joy for as little as $10 and up to $1,000. It's kind of like Kickstarter. She's got giving levels that come with a thank you gift, though I'm not saying you'd actually do it for that. I mean, that's a nice to have. But what I'm saying is, as dreamers like Joy, wouldn't it be amazing if we overwhelmed and surprised Joy in a good way with contributions to her book project this week as a thank you for sharing her gifts and her vision for playfulness with us? Joy is accepting contributions through Venmo and PayPal. I'm going to put all the details in the show description and the show notes for you. And as soon as I am done recording this, I'm going to make my very own contribution to her first. Okay, now back to the interview and this playful conversation with Joy Wendling. Okay, so what, this is going to be hard to define, but like what has helped you like know or be aware of His presence with you in the dream?
I think as the more I'm in His word and the more that I am seeing play and playfulness in His word and am able to use that in my message, and that the words are more of Him and less of my own words, it helps me to see and to feel His presence.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's a terrible question to ask because it's really hard to describe, right? And it's very subjective. But I believe that too, that as you continue to take steps of faithfulness of the things that He's called you to, there is just this sense of He's with me in this. And I get that affirmation from Him, like, well done, my daughter, that kind of thing. Yeah. Goodness. Well, are there some verses of scripture that are really encouraging you right now or feeling supportive in where you are with the dream?
Yes. So my favorite one right now that I cling to all the time is Ecclesiastes 11:8a. And so it says, however many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. And so this for me was such a great reminder that play isn't just for kids. It's however many years God gives us, we need to enjoy them all. And it's also great for me because there are days of motherhood that are not enjoyable.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, just in my life, probably.
Just kidding.
But that even in those messy years, or in the messy years of following this dream, when I feel like, am I ever going to get this message across? Is anyone ever going to take play seriously? You know, just the fact that I am growing closer to God and enjoying the years in it, that it doesn't matter the results, that right now, if I am enjoying the years in it, and it doesn't mean every moment, I don't need to enjoy every moment, not even every day. But if I can look back on the past year and say, yes, I enjoyed that. God was with me. I saw him. I enjoyed the life that he gave to me this past year. Then I feel like, okay, I can keep going.
Yeah. And I think that will resonate with some folks too, because I think there are women out there who are like, oh, if I'm enjoying it, is that okay? You know, like if I'm enjoying this dream or this passion that God's given me or whatever, is it okay to enjoy it? Yes. Right there. You just quoted that from the Bible. I love it.
Yes.
That's so beautiful. I'd also love to know like what practical spiritual disciplines have supported you in continuing to move forward, like on the days that you maybe aren't enjoying as much?
Yes. So I think play is a spiritual discipline.
And I'm glad you said that.
Yes. I mean, for me, it is the basis of spiritual disciplines. I, for so many years, struggled to try to be a journaler. Now, I love to write, but I am also a perfectionist. So I would give myself all these expectations with a journal. Like I had to fill up every line and I had to do this and I had to say this and, you know, and I didn't enjoy it, but I felt like it was what I was supposed to be doing to be a good Christian. And then God said, no, if you don't enjoy it, why are you doing it? Like, pursue things where we can enjoy life together. And those are the spiritual disciplines that I want you to participate in. And so for me, it is, you know, spending time with my family, exploring new places, being out in nature at times, and reading God's word are, you know, and even for me, I love, and I don't do it consistently, but sometimes I love to do Bible journaling, like the very artistic with like stickers and drawings. And I'm like a professional artist and I would never do like an Instagram page of them and share them with people. But just for me, I enjoy embracing the creativity that I got from my father. And just spending time in his word with art and fun supplies.
Yeah. Oh, supplies. All the supplies.
Yes.
What's your favorite supply? Are you a pen girl? Paint?
I am. I do mostly pens. I love to play. Like I love learning new supplies. And so I'll use the supplies for, you know, a new type of thing for a couple of weeks. And then I go on and do something else. Like I'll make my own stickers, or then I'll do watercolors, or then I'll learn, you know, how to do like the scraping thing with paint and stuff. I don't know. I don't stick with anything for long term. I love exploring new things, but yeah. So
that's awesome. Tell me, how old are your kids now?
My oldest is 9. Then I have 5-year-old twins, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and all girls.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, at least you can hand me down the things that don't have holes.
Oh, many hand-me-downs.
I know. I have 2 girls and there's so many hand-me-downs. So yes. People always said like the baby shower gifts, everyone wants to buy clothes when you are having a girl. And I was like, oh yes, this is true.
It is true.
All the clothes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Joyce. So you talked earlier about, doing parenting, what do you call it? Parent coaching? Parenting
yes.
coaching?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So tell us more about that. And then I want you to share the offer that you have for listeners.
So I love to come along other parents, mostly moms but sometimes they'll bring their husbands along, and that's great too. And I have two different ways that I love to work with parents. So one, I am certified through Connected Families Ministry, and we talk about a biblical discipline and how to disciple our kids even when our kids are misbehaving. And so I love to do that. And obviously, I use a lot of play in there. And then, but my favorite is to come alongside moms and teach them and affirm them in their role of teaching their kids about Jesus. I think so often we think it is the church's job. And so we drop our kids off at Sunday school, and we drop our kids off at Awana, and we drop our kids off at, you know, youth group, and all of these really great programs that are wonderful. But those are supposed to just be kind of like the cherry on top, where I want parents to know, like in Deuteronomy 6, it talks about parents, your job is first to love me yourself, then teach your kids my word. And how do we do that? Just by talking about God and his word all throughout the day. And so I love to help parents to feel equipped to do that, and how to use play and moments of playfulness to teach God's word to their kids so that Jesus is enticing to their kids. Because we can make scripture so overwhelming and so legalistic sometimes with our kids, and not on purpose, but just because we don't know another way. And so I love to help parents to feel like confident, like, my kids love Jesus because they have been presented with the abundant life that he offers.
Oh, that's enticing. That I love that. Okay. I wanted to ask, could you give us an example, like a story maybe from your work with your own kids?
It's work.
Okay. Like something that could help us like put some meat on that for ourselves. Like, what does that look like in your life?
So I think the simplest way to explain it is we can either add faith to play, or we can add play to faith. So for example, adding faith to play would be if we see our kids playing with a baby doll, we can come, we could sit, oh, tell me about what you're doing. What are you playing? You know, I'm being the mommy and this is my baby. Oh, do you know the Bible is full of mommies who took care of their baby? You remind me of Mary and the way she so carefully took care of Jesus, and just bringing something so simple, and that could be the end of it.
Yeah, little nugget.
Yeah, and it's just talking about God throughout our day. Or the other way of adding play to our faith would be, you know, if your kid is, so in our family, we love to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And so we will sing songs about the fruit of the Spirit. And we made up these Tutti Frutti Awards. And so it's just a playful way that we get to toot the Holy Spirit's fruit in each other's lives. And so just every time we recognize the Holy Spirit producing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness in each other as a family, we'll say, you know, you get a Tutti Frutti. And it's just a playful way added to our faith of just, you know, embracing what God is doing in our kids.
I love that. My kids would interpret Tutti Frutti in a different way.
Yes. Well, thankfully, we don't have any boys, so it didn't start that way.
Yeah.
But, and then also our kids with the fruit of the Spirit, like whenever we're dropping someone off at school or dance or wherever it is, we will say, be fruity. as just a reminder of allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us that day. And so that's just another tie-in of being, you know, very simple, but playful with the word.
That is so cute. I love it. So if people want to do some coaching with you, talk about what that looks like.
So I meet with families online, and I would love to help families in whatever need. So if they have like one problem, like, oh, we are really struggling with this particular thing, or my kid has asked me about death, how do I talk about that in a faith way? Or my kid wants to be baptized, how do I know if they're ready? I can do like one-on-one problem solving sessions, brainstorming with parents. Or if a parent is just saying, ugh, this sounds so great, but where do I get started? I have a 6-week program where I will walk through and we will talk about your family and what is important to your family. What does your schedule look like? What are your individual gifts? What gifts do your kids have? And we can make a plan together for how you can better lead your family and some family discipleship. And so those are a couple different options with discipleship coaching. And so for that, I am excited to offer your listeners 33% off of a single coaching session. And so you've got the link. I'm sure you're going to put it in your show notes.
Yes, I will do that for sure.
And so they can just use code DREAM33. And then if they want to, you know, book something further, we could talk about that and what that would look like. I also do a 4-session discipline package, which is, you know, discipling our kids in their misbehavior. And for me, learning this connected families framework that I coach now is what helped me to feel or to stop feeling the shame that I felt after disciplining my kids sometimes. Like, I would walk away and be like, oh, I'm so good at teaching my kids about Jesus when they're behaving. But man, when they misbehave, I feel like my discipleship, like, and my own, like, idea of who I am in Christ flies out the window. And so I love to help parents to kind of get back into a place where they don't walk away from disciplining their kids feeling ashamed.
Yeah. Oh, that's so valuable. What great work you're doing.
Thank you.
And really serving in an area of great need. I mean, I see all these people online like, well, I can pay for my kids' counseling or their college, but not both. But like, every kid's going to need counseling. It's like, yeah, because we're fallen people. And that's just a hard place to work from.
Absolutely. You
know, we need
Absolutely.
A little bit more hope and encouragement there.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I still mess up all the time. And the parents that I work with still mess up, but we have this ability to walk away more often than we were before without shame and feeling like more peaceful parents. And that, you know, more often than not, I am representing God in my discipline to my kids. And I think that's a win for parents.
Yeah, huge. Because that's such an important role that we play, for sure. Oh, Joy, so much fun, so much goodness here. And I cannot wait for your Bible study to come out next year, I assume. But yeah, thanks for being here and just sharing your heart and your dream. Will you kind of wrap us up talking about how God has transformed you as you've said yes to walk in this dream?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a planner. And I love to have all the details in place before jumping in to a project. But God has, over the past few years, as I've been following this dream with Him, He has given me the ability to kind of let go a little bit and not every day, but more often than before, to let go of having to know all those little details and having to have a plan on how to get to the next place, but just trusting him. And a lot of that has been financial too. And also, like, because I had worked full time until a few years ago. And for someone who has been financially solvent in getting this full time paycheck to go to being a stay at home mom and pursuing this job, you know, this dream for God, he just kept saying, trust me, and your value isn't your paycheck. And just learning to let go and to be creative and to listen and not have to plan and not have to know all the answers has just been so him. I mean, it's nothing I would have been able to do on my own. And so I'm just so grateful that I have been able to take these little steps, because there's so many twists and turns where we can't see what's around the corner. But I never would have thought that I would have a podcast, and I never would have thought that I would sign with, you know, a publisher to have this book coming out. And I never thought that I would be a guest on other people's podcasts, but God knew. And he just kept saying, trust me, and I'm going to bring you along on this adventure, and we're going to play together and live out my dream for your life.
Thanks again for joining me today. And remember, if you've felt like you're pursuing your dream all alone and it's holding you back and you're stuck in procrastination and you want a safe space with other like-minded women to wrestle with some of the challenging aspects of pursuing a dream, then my September workshops are for you. The next step is to sign up for those workshops so you can start to flex your devoted dreamer muscles and get to working on your dream. This is a great next baby step for you. Head on over to meritonsa.com/September workshops. That link again to get all the info about the last two workshops I'm holding this month is meritonsa.com/September workshops. I look forward to seeing you there, and I'll see you back here again next week.